We are Jim Schieffer, enjoying a walk with his wife, because his appointment with the oncologist is a video conference 2 kilometers from his Collingwood home, instead of 165 kilometers away in Toronto. We are Brandy Engelsdorfer, who survived a massive stroke at 35, because her small-town hospital emergency doctor was connected to a leading stroke expert at Sunnybrook Health Sciences Center. He prescribed a life-saving drug. We are psychiatrist Dr. Ariel Dalphin, remotely counseling depressed and anxious new mothers in their homes so they can get help without traveling to the hospital, making childcare arrangements, or coping with the challenge of just leaving the house. We are Yannicka, one of those new mothers who faced depression after pregnancy and now receives psychiatric care at home. We are Alistair, who developed a rare cancer progressing to crippling pain. He needed an ambulance just to visit his doctor. His end-of-life journey was made more comfortable and less difficult for his family by telepalliative care, delivered remotely to his home. We are Ula, helping Otto, husband of 66 years, monitor and manage his health at home. We are all connected. We are the Ontario Telemedicine Network.